Taf kuf dalet amet beit. Hakoisev shtei oisiyes behelem echad chay. A person writes two oisiyes behelem echad is chay. Kosav bidyoi besam besikre bekumis bekankantum ubechol dovor shehu roishem is chay. The Gemara explains what bechol dovor shehu roishem is marbe. Al shnei kaisoli zoviyes. So Rashi says, he wrote two ICAs, and they were written on two walls, but they were written in the corner. Achas b'mizrech v'achas b'tzofen, smuches zu lezu b'miktsoya. So Memela, when one looked at both ICAs, they were both read together. So Memela, so he's also chayiv. Al shnei luchei pinkes vehein negin ze im ze. Negin is a loshen kriye, a gisa boy. One could read both oisiyas, even though they were written on two luchais of a pinkes, is chay. Al shnei luchei pinkes at Rashi, pinkes shel chenvenim. Kein oison shel tzoichim, sheyesh lahem luchim harbei. There are many luchais. The Chodesh Av makes a girsa Rashi v'toicham b'shava, and then you smear these luchais with wax v'choikik in aleim, and then you choikik. So these two luchais al shnei luchai pinkes. So now it seems that the two luchais revusash mina the apal gav the lav aluach echotain. They were not written on the same luach, in negim v'nikrim zeim ze, sheksuvim al shnei sivsei aluchin, that it was written on the edges of both luchin, smuchin ze lo ze, chay, so you are chay. Hakoisev al besoroi chay. A person is koisev al besoroi, so Rashi says, bidyoi, he's chay. The Rambam explains the chiddush of a koisev al besoroi. The Rambam says, "Af al pi shechamimus besoroi ma'averes haksav la'achazman." That means this ksav will not remain. Harei ze doime l'ksav shenimchak. So the Rambam says, so that even though we need a ksav shel kayomo. But this is considered a ksav shel kayoma. I made a ksav shel kayoma, and later it got erased. So what'll be if a person will make a ksav shel kayoma, and then later will erase it? So that's no stir. That is not a stir to the ksav. So here it is also the same thing. The chamimis habosor, that's mava the ksav, harei ze doime l'ksav shenimchak. The Teitzois Chaim asks on the Rambam, what is the Zustel to Aksav Shenimchak? Here it's Oymed to be Nimchak. Here it's Oymed Limochik. He's writing it Al Psoroi. So Memela, so it's Oymed Limochik. Aksav Shenimchak is something else. Aksav Shenimchak means that someone made a Geherig Iksiv, and later they were Moichik it. But this is Oymed Limochik. So the Teitzois Chaim says, this is his Loshen, Kiven the Chamimis Haboso Mischadeshes La'acher HaKsive. So it has a shame Ksive. That means Lamaisa the Ksav that was written Al Psoroi Mitzad the Etzem Ksav would remain. That's what his, there's a, the Chamimis comes Keseidataka, there's a Chamimis, but it's a Chamimis that is Keseidar Nischadish. That means the chamimis that you have now would not make that the ksav would be nimchak. But that what it remains in the body is kesedah generating heat, so that is moichik the ksav. So since it's a dover that is kesedah being nischadish, and b'shas ksivah, you don't have the later chamimis. That is that later the body generates again heat. So the Rambam is machadish that this is called aksav. That's the lomdus. That's aksav that mitzad the ksav now would remain. For example, what would be if he would die now? So the ksav would remain, the whole reason it's going to go off is because Keseder that he's living, there is a heat that's being generating, and that heat will eventually be Meichik Tiksav. So, since we do not have this heat now, it is not exposed to this heat now, it's a Dava Mishadish, so this is called a Ksav Shel Kayoma. HaMisaget Al Psorei, what if a person scratches into his Boso, is this considered a Ksav? Is Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos? V'chachomim Poitrin. HaMisaget, Rashi says, B'michtov, Michtov is a eight shell barzel, the Sheran says. It's an iron pen that he makes grooves in his bosso. Oy besid. So memeila. So the shaila is: does this have a teiris ksav? Is this derech ksive? Abelazer mechayiv chatos v'chachomim poitrim. It's very interesting. Why in this member of Rabbi Eliezer the Mishnah mentions chatos? We have chayiv before also. Later he had chayiv, no one bothered to say mechayiv chatos. Here, Rabbi Lezer, mechayiv chatos. Chachamim poitrim. Kosav b'mashkin b'mei peiris b'avak drochim b'avak ha-soifrim b'chol dovor she'enei miskayim potter. Zogt Rashi, b'mashkin k'moi meitusim she'mashchirim. Oy be mei peiris, kol peiris. Bavak drochim betit. So here the first pshat in Rashi would seem that this is similar to mei peiris and mashkin, that this is the ink that is being used. Instead of he's writing with mei peiris or mashkin or betit, he's writing something with mud. And it's a dovo sheinim iskayim because mud crumbles and it falls off. Loshen acher bavak drochem, we are speaking about that boy sorat kemoi oisiyois ba'ofor nogu. That fakir, the whole ksiva was in ofor. In a type of a sand. So that's also a ksav sheinim iskayim. Bavak ha-soifrim afroiris shel ksas ha-soifer. So this is Aksav She'enei Niskayim. So he is Potter. La'achar Yodoi. Now, so this is speaking about that the Ptur is because it's Aksav She'enei Niskayim. La'achar Yodoi. What happens if he wrote La'achar Yodoi? So Ash explains, Begav Yodoi, on the back of his hand, She'ochas ha'kulmis be'etzba oisa v'hofach yodoi, and it was writing that the back of the hand was facing the paper. V'hofach yodoi v'kosa. So that's not derech ksive. Beragloi, or he stuck a pen in his feet. Be'piv u'be'marfikoi. So Rashi's marfikoi atzila yodov, the elbow. Kosav ois achas somuch l'ksav. Now we're going to speak about that he made a ksav shel kayome, but the chesaron is, there's a different chesaron. He only wrote one ois, ois achas samuch l'ksav. So even though, let's see what Rashi says, kosav ois achas samuch l'ksav, eitzel ois haksuvo, zivig ois lashlimo l'shtayim. So now we have two oisies ready. Could be it makes a word. Afal piken, he only wrote one ois. So therefore, he's potter. Uksav al gabi ksav. Suktrashi, ksav al gabi ksav. Hevir hakulmis al oisies haksuvin kvar v'chitsham. But since he made them fresher looking, darker looking, but al kolponim, there was previously a ksav written underneath. Niskavein lichtoiv ches. He wanted to write a ches. Now a ches is two zainin, and then there's a chatoitres that mechaber the two zainin. Vekosav bei zainin. Let us see Rashi. Niskavein lichtoiv ches, vedilek hakulmes. V'loi nire ha-gag shel ches. So the gag of the ches was not written. elo shnei haraglayim v'nire kishnei zaynin. Someone was meir, this is not like the ksav of the Arizal. The ksav of the Arizal is a vav zayin. It's a vav zayin. Here it says nire kishnei zaynin. Al koponim is also potter. Achas ba'oretz v'achas v'koire. One ois was written on the floor, and one ois was written on a beam. It's also not nenin kachas, negin kachas. Kosav al beis koisle habayis. Al shnei dafe pinkis ve negin zeim ze. They are not read together one with the other. Potter is potter. Let us see Rashi. Al shnei koisle habayis she'enoi b'miktsoye was not written in the corner. Al shnei dafe pinkis she'osui amudim kimegila because of ois ba'omud ze v'ois b'ze v'eina yochel l'kalvon, he cannot bring these two oisies together. Elim kein yachtoich hefsik shebineim. But since they were not written in the corners, they cannot be read together. So you have to cut out the hefsek shebineim. Vohu adin likoisle habayis. Koisle habayis, Dachsmerashi means one koisle. If you have one big wall, rechoikim zem ize. It also be potter because it's not negim zem ze. V'tone bereisha shnei koisle habayis. First, so the mission is going loizuafsu. First, it's telling us shnei koisle habayis. This tome ein negim zeim ze. Unless it was written in the corner, that was the reisha. Hodotoni shnei dafe pinkes, which is mistama closer, but afal pikein. Buadin lekoisle habayis veloizu avzu ktoni. Zogt die Mishnah weiter, Kosav ois achas nutriken. Kosav ois achas al shem nutriken, zogt Rashi, she oso simin nikuda oleho, loimar shalohovin bo teba shleima kosvo. That the dot on the top is telling us that he means not the ois, he means the mechuvin of the ois. Mem meiser kuf kolbin, or mem means arboim. So it is a word that has a meaning of, it is a letter that has a meaning of a word. Kosav ois achas nutriken, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira mechayit, v'chachomim poitre, v'chachomim pata. The top places will wait till we learn the end of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Dioi diusa. Samo sikro omar rabbe bar barchone sikre sashmo, which is a type of red ink. Kumes kume kankantum omar rabbe bar barchone omar shmuel charse de ushkefe. So Rashi says sikrisa tzeva odaim shetzayvim bo trisim. This is used, they paint types of doors. Gumos rafe ilon, a type of a sap. Chalsa de ushkefe armint. Zok de gemore weiter, ubechol dover shuhu roishim, lasuye mai, lasuye hodetoni rabchananye kosuv bemei tverye, vaavtze kosha. So that is what we are moisef. Mei tverye, yesh oimrim min peiri. Yesh Aimrim make shomim. It's very unclear. So why is make shomim kosher? That doesn't have any mar. It's not a ksav shel kayome. Veisach nisht. Toni Rabchie kosvu. It seems Rashi was going be'ever b'shocher u'b'shichur kosher. Kosvo leget, this is kosvo leget. Avtze meyafatze. Be'ever bi oiferes, umashchir kshehu mishafshef oiferes ala klav, so it's a type of a lead. Bishocher pichem, a type of a coal. Shicher adremint, so according to Rashi, it's very schwer. that Tony Rabchiye, so Rabchiye said Ubishicher Kosher, and we heard it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we heard this before, that is Kankantum. Kankantum is Charta de Ushkifi, and Rashi says, Armint, and this Armint and Adramint, it seems, is the same mean. So Tosis asked the Kasha, Shicher Peirish Rashi, Eidramint. They near it. That may have a korile rabchia, beloshen achine, benokile, beloshen masnisen. According to Rashi, kankantum is the same like shicha. Hamisaret al besori. Tanya, omeram, so we hear a machlokes, if this is considered derech ksive. Omeram rabbi Elazar lachachomim. Aloy ben sitedo hoitzi kshofim mimitzrayim besrito shal besori. Why do you say it's not derech ksive? A maise shahoyo ben sitedo was moitzi kshofim besrito. So Rashi says, what was the story? The story was as follows. Shloihoyo yoche loitzion ksuvim. There were kshofim, and the mistama before you left Mitzrayim, they were searched. He wasn't able to write down the formulas of these kshofim. Shayu achatum im boitkin kol hayoytzim. Shloyeitziu kshofim lelamdam levdei medina acheres. So Mamela, what did he do? So he wrote it al psore. And they were unaware of this. Amakaponim, you see, this is a derech ksive. Amruloi shayte hoya ve'ein mevi'in raye min ha-shaytim. What he did, that is not derech ksive. Shayta hoya, shtus hoya boy lasais. Mashein derech b'nei odem oisim. That is not the derech ksive. Umosa nafshay al adovo. So memele, so even though he did it, that does not create a derech ksive. Ben sitida, so Taisa says, oimer rabbeinu tam, doho ben sitida damrin en hoche, Tave bimei papus ben Yehude. Dahave bimei Rabbi Kiva ke demuchak beperk basra de broches. But Tosfos is really saying in the Rabbi Kiveg de Tzechen Tzu a Seder Adoires and there's a Tosfos Harosh. The Shaila is if this Ben Sidida was Yoshke. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is coming to tell us, that he was not. Because it says his father was Popis ben Yehuda, and he wasn't the man Rabbi Kiva, and Yoshka wasn't the man of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho, which was much before. So that is the mechuvin of the. There was a little censored the Taisvis, but that is what Rabbi Netan wanted to tell us. He wanted to tell us this is not Yoshka, because he was Bimei Popis ben Yehuda was Bisman Rabbi Kiva. Zakti Gemara weiter. Kosav is achas samuch liksav. So even though lemaise now a word can be read, but he only wrote one ois. Man tane, oma rove baravune deloy kerabeleza. Di rabeleza ha'oma achas al ha'orik chayev. So Rashi says, achas al ha'orik, chut echod orag al ktsas orik. So now becomes a chelik of orik. So yechayev. So Memele, so according to Rabbi Elazar, who adin, if it was mashlim, an ois, he'd also be chayiv. If there's a previous ois, he said, well, previously written, he'd also be chayiv. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah said weiter, ksav, al gabi ksav, is potter. Man tane, omar rab chizde, deloike Rabbi Yehuda. That our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the ksav al gabi ksav is a teiris kaisev. The sanye. Harei sho yetzorech lichtoi vesashem. A person was a seifer, and he was supposed to write the shem avaya. V'niskaven lichtoi v'yehuda. And he wasn't holding cheshbon, he didn't have kavona l'shem kedushas Hashem. He wanted to write Yehuda. V'to. V'loi hitel boi dalit. V'to v'loi hitel boi dalit. Mavir olav kulmes umekatshay. So Mameli had written the Shem Havaye, but it was written without being Mekadosh Hashem, without being Mechavan Hashem Kedushas Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Mavir Olav Kul Misa Mekadshoi. So he writes over the previous Ksav, and now he's Mechavan Hashem Kedushas Hashem. Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we see klar that Ksav or Gabi Ksav has a Teiris Ksav. V'chachomim oimrim ein Hashem min amurcha. The Chachamim say, "Ein Hashem min amufcha." Now, the Rishonim stellen sich, the Loshon is too edel, "Ein Hashem min amufcha." They hold ksav al gabi ksav, is not a ksav. That's the dedetanoim of our Mishnah. So what's "Ein Hashem min amufcha"? So the Ritva wants to say two Mahalachim dasame. One Mahalach he wants to say, he says, they're saying the top ksav is samazagornish in Ein Hashem in Amuvchol because the bottom ksav was written without Kedushas Hashem. They're not talking about the top ksav. The top ksav is nothing what to talk about. Ksav al kabi ksav is gornish. And the bottom ksav is Hashem, but it's not in Amuvchol because it wasn't written by Kedushas Hashem. Or others say, Asulu, according to the Ladivir Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that samazagornish mit gornish. The Loshon is Shver. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it also is not Ein Hashem min Hamufcha, even though it has a Teiras Ksav. Shum Zakeli Van Veyu, the Gemara wants to say in Gittin, that could be the Shem is not a Lechatchila Dika Eitza, I feel according to you, it is not a Shem the way that should be written. Ein Hashem min Hamufcha, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and according to them, it's Posel Mamish. Zog Toisves. Omar Rav Chizde, the loike Rav Yehuda. Vim Toima, Rav Ache, be Rav Yaakov, the Koma, Ahi, the Koma, Rav Chizde, beperik Sheini. Beperik Sheini, the Gittin. Get, she kosvoi, shaloi lishmo. Rav Chizde said over there, and Rav Chizde is going to shit also. Rav Chizde says, get, she kosvoi, shaloi lishmo, vehevir olav kulmes lishmo. Now he's writing over the whole get lishmo. So Rav Chizde said, will it become a kosher get, bonu lamachloikes Rav Yehuda verabon. Sanyen is kaven lichtoi. So Rav Chizde said, that the machloikes Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim is, in this shayla, does ksav al gabi ksav have a teres ksav, or doesn't have a teres ksav? The Dochi Rav Ache Bar Yaakov, Rav Ache Bar Yaakov said, no, you are learning wrong pshat in the machloike. Duma lohi. At kan loikomri rabbonon hosom gabi toire elemishim zekeli van veyu. There, Bemison, everyone holds ksav or gabi ksav, ezoteris ksav. And that what the Rabbonon say, Ein Zeh Shem in Amuchom, that means, Alts Zeh Keili, the Shem Shemayim, should be written, Van Veyu, in a Loshen, Noif and Noe, and Ksav Al-Gabi Ksav is not Noe. That's what they're saying over there, Ein Zeh Shem in Amuchom, it's felt in Zeh Keili. Avol Gabi, get Moidu. So Rabbache, Rabbi Yaakov says, the Gabi get, the Chachomim are also Moidu. According to the Mizraim Meduik, the Loshon of the Chachamim means Hashem in Amuchom, the only Chaylik on the Shem, but the also Ksav Agabi Ksav is good. In Cain, Vektach Tais Vizay Vizay Mas Nisan Dahoche Keman Osir. So now we have a problem. So what is Pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Ksav Agabi Ksav is no good, it doesn't have a Teres Kaisev. According to Rav Acha and Rav Yaakov, there is no Tana that holds Ksav or Gabi Ksav is no good. It is Zichah as a Teres Ksav, and by Gettel Zichah be good. The whole Machloik is Rav Yudin, the Chachomim is only Lagabi Ksivis Hashem. So Taisva says as follows, V'yashloima, that what Rav Acha and Rav Yaakov said, the Ksav or Gabi Ksav, has a Teres Ksav alibi de Kulalme, he says, Davke beget Shaoya Kosuv Shaloi Lishmo. A get was written shaloi lishmo, haviksav elyon ksav lekulei alma. So then the top ksav has a teiras ksav. Sai leit Rabbi Yehuda, sai leit Chachamim. Sha'achrein misaken yoiser min harishen. Shoiseyu lishmo. So there is a yisrein in the Ksav HaElyein, over the Ksav HaTachtoin, even though there's no Yisroin, like, just like there's a Svar in the Gemara Gittin that the Yoyal Gabi Sikhe is called a Ksav, it's called a Kosev. There he's called a Moichik also, he erased the red ink and now it's written black. So Taisa says there's a svara if even though in the darkness of the ink we do not see there wasn't an accomplishment with the second ksav, but if there was a halachidik accomplishment, that means the first ksav was shaloi lishmo, and the second ksav was lishmo, misakin yoisa min arishin, shoiseyu lishmo, so that gufa gives it a teiris ksive. That gufa makes him a kaisa. Because it's a meshubach to kiksav. The second ksav is lishma. Avol ksheein ksav ha'el yoin misakin klum. But if the oivish the ksav, it is not creating any tikkun, l'kul ha'alme le'havi ksav, u'bohochi ma'iri masnis. So fakert, our mission is going according to everyone. Sai Rabbi Yehudin, Sai the Chachamim, according to Rabache Bar Yaakov, hold that if the Ksav HaElyein is misakin, there's a Teres Ksav. If the Ksav HaElyein isn't accomplishing anything, it doesn't have a Teres Ksav. So our mission is speaking about in the case when it's not accomplishing anything. V'hochi ma'iri masnisen. V'osi kikuliyal. So b'zei is b'emes n'shver Rav Chisde. So why did Rav Chisde say that our mission is going only according to the Chachamim? We can go according to Rabbi Yehuda also, and for another case of get. Rav Chisde, the Kamar Hoche, the Masnisen Osye, the Leike Rabbi Yehuda, the Taimei, the Kamar Osam Gabi Get, Bondo, the Mach Leike Rabbi Yehuda Barabono. Yeah. Umash Melei, the Masnisen the Hoche, Becholin Yenairi. He learned that our Mishnah says Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Poto, so the Mishnah is speaking about all cases. Afilu Kshemisakin B'Ksav Ha'achoy. So he held the Mishnah speaking about in all cases, so therefore he was forced to say that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbon, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avo, the Rabache Bar Yaakov, who holds that everyone holds that when there's a tikkun in the Ksav HaElyein, when there's a tikkun in the Ksav HaElyein, so everyone holds that it has a Teres Kaiser, al kochach mas nisen le'ayri b'chol inyin. The beget lo'y motzi ayri. He says, according to Rav Chisde, our Mishnah is ayri b'chol inyin. The Mishnah is speaking about b'chol inyin. If it's b'chol inyin, it cannot be according to Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Yehuda, it would have a Teres Kosev in Shabbos. Rabbi Kveiger brings a raya from this Tosfos. L'chayre, you should say, Iovid loy mahani. We're speaking about a get. And according to Rav Yehuda, or according to Taisus, according to everyone, according to Rabbah Habayakai, if you'd write a get, Taisus says it has a Teres Ksav. So L'chayre, if it has a Teres Ksav, L'chayre is a Machal Shabbos. So L'chayre, you should say, Yovid Loi Mahani. You should say, Yovid Loi Mahani. So you say, Yovid Loi Mahani, so it wouldn't have a Teres Ksav. So then the Mishnah could go according to everyone. Afilu by get. So Rabbi Kveiger in Gittin brings a raya from this Taisviz that for some reason or other you don't say Iovid loy mahani. You don't say Iovid loy mahani. Because if we say Iovid loy mahani, so then the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay, you're speaking about get according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov. That's what Rabbi Kveiger says in Gittin. Yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tane, kosav ois achas v'hishlima l'sefer. He wrote one ois, and with this ois he was mashlim l'sefer. He finished the sefer. Orak chut echad v'hishlima l'beged. Chayev. So he's chayiv. So here we see that with one ois you are chayiv. Man tane, omar rove baravune rabbi lezeri. Omar achas ala ori chayiv. This is the tane of this barais is also rabbi lezer. That he holds if you're moisiv on a beged, you're chayiv. So that's the same thing. He was moisiv on a sefer, he was mashlam the sefer, or mashlam the beged. But it's only according to Rabbi Lezer, according to the Chachome, you will be potter. Ravashi Omar afilo teimer rabono. Lahashlim shani. Lahashlim is different. Yeah. Agavulche dachsach me des vasemes hez a shayla. Eistis, we have here a machloikes. Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, we heard before that Kosev is Achas Samuch Liksav. So the din is that we hold that your potter, the like your Rabbi Lezer. So the Sfas Emes clears what will be the din if he wrote two oisiyas. Each ois was written next to a different ksav. Will he be chayiv then? Even though the two oisiyas that he had written are not negim zemize, you can't read them together, but als reading together, l'chayre, he wrote, so you can read it with the word that was previously written. The l'chayre, the whole chesaron over here is because he only wrote one ois. But if he wrote two oisiyas, so l'chayre it could be, afilu the not negim zemize, be chayev afilu according to the chachamim. That's how the Svasemis is metadid. Now, we have over here that Rav Ashi said, Afilu teima rabbonon lahashlim shan. That if, according to the rabbonon, if one is mashlim a sefer or a beged, one will be chayv. Zog Rashi, echad ala orig, chut echad orag al ktsas orig. V'tov lehitel boi dalet v'nimtzo shem nichto v'mkoyma v'loi bekavon. Ma'avir olav kulmes lekavona shem al kol oisi yoiso ke'ilu hu koisvoi. V'shlima le'seifer ois achroine shel achas michov dalet svor. So here we see from Rashi that the whole inyan of v'shlima le'seifer, that is an inyan achshivis of ashlomo, is only by achas michov dalet form. Stamazaya sefer, there's no inyan of Hashlam. It's different than a beged. By a beged, there is an inyan, vishlimay le beged that you're chayiv. But the inyan of Hashlam of a sefer, Rashi says, ois achayne shal achas michov dalet form. Okay, we'll be negayed to us later. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar Rav Ami. Kosav ois achas betverye, va achas betzipoiri chay. A person wrote one ois in Tverye and one ois in Tzipoiri is chay. He wrote two oisies. Ksivehi, elashem mechusar kreve. It's only pshat, it's not negim zeimze. So that's not a problem. So the Gemara said, that's not a problem. Was nan kosav al shnei koisle yabai, al shnei dafe pinkit. They negim zeim ze, so that alone, that one cannot read them together, that alone is a chasorah, potter. So the Gemara answers, Hosom mechusel maise de kreive. Hochele mechusel maise de kreive. Zogt Rashi, mechusel maise de kreive, einoi mekalvom. The only way you could bring these two oisiyas together, Elo ayidei ktsitsa hamavsik beinei. He'd have to go and cut away the dvorim hamavsikim. So memele, so that mechusa maise, so that is not, he's not mechuy, because basher husham, they're not negim zeim ze. Vechi koma ravami, kegoin kosav achas al sfas luach zu betverye. Va'achas al sfas luach zu betzipoiri. Va'ate yocha lekalvon shaloi b'maisa, ela kreve ba'alme. There, lemaisa, the two oisies theoretically could be laying together if you bring these two luchais. You don't have to make a mais, you don't have to cut out something. You just have to be mekarev the two luchais. So that kreve, the kir of the two luchais is not considered a mechusa mais. Zok toisves, osam mechusa maisa, bepeire kol amenochis bois matze, biniach bosor al gabi gecholim. So there, the shear of tzliya is, you have to be tzoyle a shear ke groigres. Is beniach bos al gabi gecholim, benitzle boi ke groigres, bishnei mekoimais. Not in one place. In two different places, you was nitzle a chelik, and both together add up to a groigres. Ike man de mechayiv, vike man de pota. Is man de mechayiv, Sovar de loidomi lekos av oshnei kaisoli habayis. Shei mazik shom chesorin kreve kamoikan. Hastes by meleches mevashel, vos geit meron that the two pieces are not close to one another. It's shaykh to eat both pieces, hastes. So memel, even though you have to cut them off or you'll bite them off, but that's gone, hastes. You have a mitzas machel that's tzli over here and a mitzas machel that's tzli over here. So that is sufficient to give it a teira sli, and you can add it together. By ksive, there's a tnai, you should be able to read the two oisiyas together in order to have a shem kaisiv. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tane, higia ois achas chayiv. A person was magia one ois, and he's chayiv. Frag die Gemorre, haschte, kosav ois achas potel. If a person will write one ois, his potel, higia ois achas chayit, so he didn't even write one ois, he was magia one ois, and now he's chayit. Omar Rav Sheishes, oche b'mayaskinon, kegoin shenotloi legagei shalchet, vosoi shnei zayn. Here we are speaking about the Hagovot, that he erased the Gag of the Ches, and he made it to Zainit. N'rova omar, kegoin shenotloi, letagoi shel dalit, v'oso reish. N'rova says that Philu, he didn't make two oisiyas. He made, there was a dalit, he took off the tag shel dalit, and he made it a reish. So the din is that what? That he's also chayiv. Now, so here we have a problem. Where are the two oisiyas? So let us see Rashi. V'aso shnei zaynim, v'haseifer lekach tzorech. Now, this is a shvera Rashi. Minchas Chinuch asks on Rashi, that, he says, Rashi seemed to bother Akasha, that, somehow, you're missing the two oisiyas. So Rashi says, Vaseifa lekach tzor, you were mashlim the seifa. The seifa was needed these two zaynin, so you were mashlim the seifa. So therefore, you have achshivas because you were mashlim the seifa. Frag the minchas chinuch, two zaynin bechlal, is that we had before. If he had two zaynin, so memela, that's a word, zos, so memele, so you're chayiv, so you should be chayiv. So yes, some Rashi. Why Rashi has to say ba seifa lekach tzor? That's by Akash and Rashi. Rova oma kegoin shenotloi letago de dalot. The loy havi ela hagos ois achas. There was a dalot, and he made from this dalot a reish. Ubedover muet chayiv. Hoyel v'zeo tikon ha-sefer. So memele, now here Rashi and Akasha, here's one ois. So Rashi again says that Rav is speaking about also that he was mashlim the sefer. It was that the sefer was missing a reish. So memele, v'zeo tikon ha-sefer. And here Rashi is moisef. The osa la'odom lishoy sefer she'enei muge mishamal tashkin be'olecha av. Now, Now here Rashi says the whole Megillah. Rashi says, Rashi is explaining in Rove, why is he chayiv? You only have one ois. So Rashi says, it's a tikkun ha-sefer, and v'havelei k'kosav oisachas v'shlima l'sefer. And here Rashi is moisev, psanushtik teire, da osa la'odom lishais sefer she'enei muge. So Rashi seems to say that the reason this one ois has achshivish is because osa la'odom lishais sefer she'enei muge. Frektem in cheschinach, mamanevshech, if you need the svare of, I mean, l'cheir the same as a yachshivis. He was mashlam the sefer, he was masakin the sefer. And if for some reason or other, that alone is not a chshivis, the whole chshivis is because there's a din of osa la'odom lishay sefer she'enei muge, there is, because of this issa, that is machshiv the ois. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, so why didn't Rashi say this before? When Rashi said, Vishlima l'seiva, oisa choyne shal achas michov dalet svorim, so Rashi should have said, the osa la'odom lishe sefer she'ene muge. That means, if you need this Yisra'in svore, in order to be machshev one ois, so Rashi should have said it before. Why did Rashi wake up now? The Minchas Chinuch blives by Akash. Now, before Rabbi Kivega for emphasis Kasha, but before we see Rabbi Kivega, we'll hear Rabbi Kivega, let us first see the Ran on the Rif for 1 minute. The Ran is Bedafi Harif, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Garsinim Begmore, Tone Higia Ois Achas Chayiv. Hashte Kosov Ois Achas Pot Higia Ois Achas Chayiv. Omar Rav Sheishes, Ochem B'mayes Kinen, Kein shenotu legage shel ches vosso yishnei zayin. Chova amak gein shenotu legage shel dalet vosso reish. Vekosav bechidushe yarashbe. The maho shaminon the bechayay gavne loy mikri chok toiches. Now the Rashba had a meirudike kashe. Lechayre the ninhilches ksive in order to be called a kosev, one has to make a ois. For example, if a person will have a blob of ink, and a person will kritz out, let's say he wants to make a samach, so he'll kritz out the inside, so the inside will be, he'll take some white out, so he'll take out the inside, and then he'll smear around the outside a little bit of shebet tzura of a samach, so he created a samach. But the samach was not written, the samach was created by taking out the toich, it became a samach. So that means that is not the oifen of ksive. The oifen of ksive is not that you're working with the inside and automatically it becomes an ois. No, the oifen of ksive is you make the ois and then there's an inside, but not that you make the inside and it becomes an ois. So now the Rashba had a kasha. The Rashba had a kasha that l'chayre, why is he chayev? L'chayre, it is chok toiches. Now exactly what the Rashba's kasha is, we'll see soon. But the Rashba asks, it's chok toiches. So it's not an oifen aksive. So the Rashba says, the miho shaminon, the bechiyay gavne, loy mikri chok toiches, she'einoi elo kemafrid ben shnei oisiyois devukais. That means, so the Rashba is saying as follows. In the case of the two Zainim, you already had two Zainim. The Chatoitras was only connecting the two Zainim. But not Pshat is, so when I take away the Chatoitras, I have the two Zainim which were written already. So this is not considered Chok Toiches. Chok Toiches means you have a blob of ink, you don't have any ois whatsoever, and I'm creating an ois through taking out the toich. That is chok toiches. But if I had oisi yois shleimoi shenichtavu, and they were just attached, and I take away the attachment, so that's not considered chok toiches. That's by, he took the gagay shel ches, v'chein shenotloi legagay shel dalet vaso reish. Ein ele kidyoi shenofal al gabi hois. So that means, again, you had here an ois, and there was a little extra dioi that was sticking out.
So be'etzem, you hear a reish with a little dioy sticking out. So by taking away this dioy, it's not considered koktoich. Ve'li nire de'ein mikan rai. In the ran is choylik. The legabe Shabbos leke kpeide bein chok teiches lechok yereches. The chol heiche da have meleches marsheves machay. So the Ran is telling us that be'emesin there are two different dinim. When there is a din of vikosav, by get, a bishpul, by sefer teire, there's a din of vikosav, derech ksive. So ksives, you have to write the ois, not to take away the teich. But by Shabbos, Shabbos is Mleches Machsheves Osro Teure. The Iker is the creation. What is created by Shabbos? There's no din of how it was created. The Choleich Adav Mleches Machsheves Machayi. Shrei Afilu Moichik Almenas Lichtoi Chayi. That is also considered a Tikkun Estes. If I'm creating a Mokim that is able, that it's mukshut to write. So meleches machsheves, that's enough. So if it created b'chol ha'teire kule, if it's not called a ksive l'gabi sefer teire, it's not considered a ksive l'gabi Shabbos also. That is, it seems, what the Hadarashba learned. We hear such a similar svore that Rav Chisda said before, that Rav Chisda said if you need a mem stume, you wrote a mem psuche, so is it called melachte miskayemes, or Rav Chisda stelled it zu, to hulche sefer teure. We mentioned the svasem says, verkehrt, that's not a dover muskim. If you need hulche sefer teure, but al kolponim, Rav Chisda held that you do need hulche, if it's called a koisev, Legabi Sefer Teure, then it's called a Kaisiv Legabi Shabbat. So Pashtus, we learned, that was the Svara of the Rashba. The Rashba held that if it doesn't have a shame Ksiva Legabi Get Legabi Shabbat, Legabi Sefer Teure doesn't have a shame Kaisiv Legabi Shabbat. That was the Svara of the Rashba. So therefore the Rashba was Mechadish. Therefore the Rashba was Mechadish. That it's not called Chok Teiches. Since these Oisiyas were written Bishleimis before the Chibur Agag, so it's not considered I have Oisiyas that were Chok Teiches. And this would be good if Legabi Sefer Teir also. And the Ran says, no, Legabi Shabbos, you can't prove that this is called Chok Teiches because Gabi Chiyuvi Shabbos, Chok Teiches is also Chai als Melechet Machshemes. That's how you learn Poshet Pshat. Kommt der Minchas Chinuch, fragt der Minchas Chinuch, Azakashe. So Minchas Chinuch asks, he says, Be'etzem, there are two halachas over here. There's halacha, you took off the gag of the chet. So he says, Be'emes and there, he didn't understand Rashi. Rashi had to say, it was Mashlam the Sefer Teir. He didn't understand Rashi. So he could very well say that the reason you have, because you made Shtei Oisiyas. So Rashi said Sefer Ashvera Rashi, but by the when he took off the gag of the doubt and he made it a reish, there we see here a problem. So there, what was the teretz? So the teretz was that it was mashlem a sefer. It was mashlem a sefer, and Rashi said before mashlem a sefer is you need one of the chov dalet svarim. You need one of the chov dalet svarim in order to have a chshivis of ashlom as a sefer. So if you need a sefer, you have to be mashlem the sefer, tainet the minchas chinuch. So then lechayri zichen need a kosher ksive legabi hilchas sefer teire. If you don't have a kosher ksive legabi hilchas sefer teire, so well you want mashlem the sefer. So one ois doesn't have a chshivis. So mamela frekt the minchas chinuch and the ran. He says lechayri einach enami. You could be chaylik on the Rashba. On the first halacha, that what the Rashba had proven is halacha from the first din. So there you could be chaylik on the Rashba. You could say be'etzem, it is called chok teiches, na legabi Shabbos yechay. He says, about Gabi the second halacha of Rove, you zichem to say it's not chok teiches. Because if it would be chok teiches, So lachayre, you should be, so you can't be chayev, because you weren't mashlim a seifa. That is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha on the Rav. So Rabbi Kevega wants to fa'emfer, the Kevega also has the same kasha. So Rabbi Kevega says that the Ran learned as follows. And with this Rabbi Kevega fa'emfers the other Minchas Chinuch's kasha that we had fa'emfer, what we had asked. Rabbi Kevega says, according to the Ran, this is called Chok Teiches. So he says, so if it's called Chok Teiches, so it's apostle a sefer teire, it's apostle a sefer to be koire. He says, you're right, it's apostle a sefer to be koire, 100%. So Rabbi Kevega, but it's a sefer to learn in. You could learn in the sefer. Now, but if, let's say there was a dalit and he made it a resh. So lemaise, so there's a geval, in learning gufe, there's a gewaldic enaf gemine if it says a dalit or a resh, if it's echod or acher, it's zwei welten. So Rabbi Kevegir says, Hakert, you heard one of the chov dalits for him. It wasn't written on a klaf. It wasn't oimit to be neglein betzibur. So in hilchis ksive sefer toir and hilchis ksive svarim, this is not a sefer that needs hilchis ksive because it wasn't written on a klaf. You learn in it. So memele. So therefore, geit me bechlal nishon if it's chok toiris because on a sefer that you learn in there's no chesor. But this Dalit was misleading. So therefore, so that's why he says, Rashi had to say, here Rashi to bring Al-Tashkin be'alecha avlo, and before Rashi didn't bring Al-Tashkin be'alecha avlo. Why? He says, because before we were speaking about when he wrote an ois, he wrote one ois and it was mashlamit. So there we could speak about that lemaise, this ois was mashlim the kedusha sefer Torah. I feel that there's no nafkemine in the kriya. If he adds a vav, if he doesn't have a vav, but since lemaise this made it a sefer Torah sholem, so that gufa is machshiv the ois, so therefore he is chayiv. So before when we spoke that he wrote one ois, so Rashi just said that's a chshivis. That's all what Rashi said. It is choshev that he wrote one ois. Vishlima l'seifa, ois achayne shalachas michov dalet zvorim. And here we're speaking about the ois was written kilchosa. So memela that alone that he made it a kosher seifa teire, that alone is achshivis. So therefore Rashi wasn't necessary to tell us al tashkin be'alecha avla. The unavlas. I feel that there'd be no avla if this ice would be or wouldn't be. But al kaponim this goof is achshivis because he made it a kosher seifa. Here we are speaking about punfakert. Rashi holds like the Ran. That emes and the izach is soren of chok teiches. So we are not speaking about bechlau. Of a sefer teure that is oimed likreis betzibur. If it's oimed likreis, it didn't accomplish anything. It's still not oimed likreis because it's chok teiches. So we're speaking about one of the chov dalet svarim. That was oimed lilmoid mimeno, not likreis. But there was a tois in the sefer. It said echod instead of acher. So by fixing it, he now made it a kosher sefer to learn it. So where do you see such a gewaldic tikkun that's kosher to learn it? So Rashi says definitely, because you'll have a sefer that says something false in the sefer. You're not allowed to have. It's saying the wrong thing in the pasuk. So memele, so that's why Rashi was moisev over here. Vishlima le sefer the moron. So that's the tikkun. The tikkun is because also Lord the Malicious Sefer Sha'inei Muga. So that's how he emphasized the Rashi and the Ran. Let us go a little further and then we'll see the Taptoisvis. Tone. Niskaven lichtoi ois achas, v'olu biyodoi shtai. He wanted to write, so this is a baraisa. He wanted to write one ois, v'olu biyodoi shtai, chai. He wrote two ois, so he's chai. Frakte gemore v'hosnan potter, so l'chai according to the gears of Hosnan, that is our Mishneh. Miskaven lichtoiv ches, because of Beizainin, so he is potter. So that's Mamish. He wanted to write one ois. He ended up by writing two oisiyas. So he is potter. And here you say he's chayev. So the Gemara loikash. Ha de boi ziyuni, ha de loy boi ziyuni. Now let us see Rashi. Va'olu biyodei shtayim yechayev. Sahaino nami, miskaven lichtoiv ches, v'kosav shnei zainin. And so the Mishnah says you're potter, and here the Baraisa says you're chayiv. So ho disnan potter the boy ziyuni. Shadayin tzrichais roshei hazayonim, lezainon betagin shalahem. Shazayonim tzrichais gimur ziyunim. Yemin usmoil olamayla, kidomrinim bimenoches. So Memele, so the Gemara seems to say as follows, that there are more than one case, let's say that there are many oisiyas that are made up of two oisiyas. One oisiyas is made up of two oisiyas. So by a zayin, so the pashtis, the way Rashi Voltepe is given, that by a zayin, when you write to zayinin, and you didn't make a ches, so you don't have to zainin either, because the boy is the uni. You need the tagim. Every zayin has three tagim on it. So therefore, since you didn't write the tagim, so memela you didn't end up with two oisiyas. That's the pashtis of the Loshon of Rashi. And he says in this baraisa that says, chayiv is speaking about that you wanted to write one ois, and you ended up by writing two oisiyas, but you're speaking about that these two oisiyas are oisiyas that don't need tagin. So memele, chveis achov vov is a mem. So memele wrote achov and a vov and fartik. It wasn't attached. So he wrote two oisiyas. So there you'll be chayiv. But l'chayre, if we learn like this pshat, so it'll come out that the tagin are a chelik of the ois. Now, the Rabbi Kivega brings down, in Shivas Rabbi Kivega, he brings down a balatrumis that clears the shaila. The tagin of which are written on the oisiyas, is that totally in the shame ois? That means without the tagin it doesn't have a shame ois. Or is it a din in kedushas ois? It's by sefer Torah. Besides the oisiyas that are written, the kedushas sefer Torah needs tagin. But legabi kosef, you don't need tagin. Lamai nafkemina, the nafkemina will be by a get. By a get, you have to make tagin. So the balatrume says that the holden tagin is only als kedushas ois, but a shame kosef it has. He brings a riva, the riva brings a raya from Agamore, that Agamore vices it doesn't have a teres ois. It's a felt in the ois. So the Balatrumis says, what is pshat na Agamore? So the Balatrumis says, the Kveg wanted to say it himself, and then it was Samach Moidi was Macham to the Balatrumis. The Gemore says, ha the boys uni, ha the loy boys uni. So the Balatrumis says, ha the boys uni means, if he wanted to make tagim, if that is how he had wanted to make the ois, he had wanted to make tagim. He didn't want a zayin without tagim. So then he's not chayiv. If he's not chayiv, if he made two zayin without tagim, because he wanted to make tagim. If he didn't want to make tagim, so then he'll be mechayiv and two zainin. He didn't make tagim. So that's how they learn pshat. That's how the Balatrumis learns pshat. I had a shtikel ha'ora on this, and later it seems the chaydish ha'ovev asks the kasha. He says, Rabbi Kivege says, a moiridike chidish. If a person wanted to make an ois with tagin, and he ended up making it without tagim, so this is not the ois that he wanted to make. So mameli is pot. Even though it's not ma'akiv in the hechsher ois, but if he wanted to make such an ois and he didn't complete the ois, so mameli, so he is potter. So I didn't understand why is this different than cause of shame me shimin. If he wanted to write shimin, but al kaponim, since he ended up by writing shame, so the din is ischayev, because shame is also a shame, even though he wanted to write shimin. So the mele vos gate mir on that he wanted to make the tagin. But lemaise, if it has a teiris ois without tagin, so lechayev should also be chayev. I really don't understand it. That's a taich boy. Or the boy is the union, not it needs it. He wants, Rashi says, klal nitazayish, tzriches roshi hazayonim lezayinom betagin. Rashi would seem like the rivo. But al kaponim, Rabbi Kevegin, the Balatrumas want to say, the boy's union means he wanted to be mezayinim. Or the boy is the union. Now let us see the top toisves. And the kuvdal domet beis. Niskaven lichtoiv ches v'kosav shnei zayin. The Mamele, so what does it say? So it says that what? That he is potter. In Taima, my Iryan is Kavan Lichtoiv Ches. Aces Rashi says, what was the case over here? That he skipped, he was writing fast, and he skipped the top of the gag of the two Zainim. My Iryan is Kavan Lichtoiv Ches. The Leinas is Mach Shaftoi. That Bechlal, he wanted to make a Ches, and he ended up by making two Zainim. Afilu niskaven lichtoiv zayin echad. Afilu, he wanted to write a zayin. Like, here's a pstatil reyes. He didn't even write the ois he wanted to write. Afilu niskaven lichtoiv zayin. He wanted to write a zayin. Because of shnei zayin in potem. Kmei niskaven lizroik beiz vizorak dalet. Eise Sotaisvis asks, here there's another chesavan. A person wanted to write one ois. And he ended up by writing two oises, so this person did not want to be Mechal Shabbos and Gan. So that's Niskaven Lizroik Beis V'Zorak Dalet. He didn't want to make a Zrike, and he ended up by making a Zrike, so he's Tamazoi Potter. So why do you say Niskaven Lizroik? He wrote the ois that he didn't want to write. Lechayre, Afilu, he wanted to write it. He'd also be Potter. Yeah. So that's the middle of the Sfas is Moira, that verkehrt, that da steitach a gewaltige Chiddish. Da steitach a Chiddish, that the Emerson, when he wanted to write a Ches, since a Ches is written with two Zainen, and a Gag, so verkehrt. So here it is different than Rotzel Lizroik Beis V'Zorak Talat. Rotzel Lizroik Beis, he wanted to be Zorak Beis, Falti, he didn't want to do anything. When he wanted to write a Ches, so a Ches Take is written with two Zainin and a Gag, so he wanted to write the two Zainin. Fakert. So therefore there should be a Svori Yischaiv. And forget, we had a Bereis in the Yechaiv Take. The person would want to write one Zayin and he ended up by writing two Zayin and it taka be pota. That is taka the way Taisva says. The skavan is like shtayim is like arba is pota. But here he wanted to write a ches, so since the aches is made out of two Zayin, so he wanted to write two Zayin. And fakel, the whole reason why you pota are the boys uni. Fakert, however you learn pshat, either like the riva, because the zion is ma'akev v'diyevet, or he wanted to be mezayin it. But al koponim, but it's different than that this ha'ore the Sfas Emes says. Al koponim, Taisus fragt, the chayil is there's a new reason why you potter. So why does it say niskav malichtev ches? V'chein kosha avaraisa, the maisi bigmore, that's the baraisa we just learned. Niskaven lichtoiv ois achas, v'olu biyodoi shtayim chay. Here it says, yetake chay. Amai chay. Maishtam niskaven lizrek shtayim v'zorek talet. Why here take? Why you take chayiv? We have a new svara lifter. He didn't want the chlal to write to Isis. He didn't want to be mechalal Shabbos. The shloimer, so Tosis learns are different. They came to the Gemara. The Meiri kegoin shehoyer tzorich lichtoiv shtei Isis. He had a right to Isis. Eze shtei Isis sheyiu. He wanted a right to Isis. The hashte niskaven ledvar isa. That means when he started writing this ches. This ches was, well, this is one of the two oisiyas that I'm going to write, but he had intentions to write two oisiyas. Vigam nasis machshavtoi. Nitake wrote two oisiyas. He wanted to write any two oisiyas. And lemaise, he ended up by writing two oisiyas. Velachi potter, ke dem afosh, begmar mishim de boi ziyuni. Also, different time is potter. Is potter, however, we learn shat, because the boy is a yuni. So that's why you are potter. But Fakerta was an intent to write to Isis. Why does it say niskaven lichtoiv ches? Afilo niskaven lichtoiv shnei zainin. Vekosav beloi zion potter. So why does it say niskaven lichtev ches? Say nochma. He wanted to write to Zainin, and he wrote to Zainin. He's part of a kosa b'loi zion potter. However, we learn shavim boi zion because he wanted zion, or you need zion. V'yeshloim adenokat niskaven lichtev ches l'revus v'dav ke kosav shnei Zainin the boi zion potter. So there the ptur is, forget that's the whole ptur. The whole reason he's potter is because you're missing the zion. Avol kosov shtei oisiyas acheirois, b'lei boizin, horay da chofen avov chayim. V'afal gav, da hashte miya la'achas udim iskav. Even though now he had intention to write to oisiyas, but now he wanted to write a mem. And he ended up by writing a chofen avov, afal piken el bichayim.